The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
It's Thursday, and on Thursdays, we visit with Lieutenant Governor Pamela Evatt. Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well, Joey. I hope you're doing well, too, going into this most holy weekend.
I am doing well, and yes, I'm looking so forward to Easter. I mean, just what a wonderful time.
It is a wonderful time. I mean, a time for good reflection and understanding how fortunate we are, you know, that somebody would give the ultimate sacrifice that Jesus did for all of us.
Yep. It's just a fun weekend, but an important weekend, and as you said, a time of reflection. A lot of things going on in Columbia. One thing I wanted to ask you about, I saw where the governor's office announced this global self-driving vehicle company that's coming to Greenville County, going to create about 40 jobs or so. I'm really intrigued with this self-driving technology, and so I guess they're going to be testing it and doing research and all here in Greenville. I'm happy for the jobs. What information can you give us on that? I mean, I'm intrigued that we have vehicles that potentially can drive you around, I guess.
Wouldn't that be nice, right? I mean, we could all kind of relax and just tell it where we want to go. It's like having your own personal driver.
Yes.
You know, we have a lot. I think it's a wonderful concept. You know, I just got back from Israel. There's lots of research going on with, you know, different programs and safety measures in the autonomous vehicle space. Well, you know, we have to get infrastructure in place. You know, the former president of BMW, Knut Fleur, him and I talked about this, is the key to a really successful self-driving car is going to be our infrastructure.
Yeah.
And making sure that roads are striped well, that there's signals on lights, things like that. So I think it's a two-pronged approach, but I love when we get companies here in South Carolina that are innovative and creative, and we can keep the talent that's coming out of our schools. I think it's the one thing that our administration has done well is making sure we get diverse talent and diverse industries here to South Carolina so that as we graduate these brilliant students, either out of our technical colleges, which Joey, you know, I love, as well as our four-year colleges, which I think we have some of the best in the country. We keep them right here. We keep that talent right here in South Carolina.
Yeah. Well, it's my understanding that, that a track will be built at the South Carolina Technology and Aviation Center for testing and development of these self-driving vehicles. But it's just, and I gotta tell you a bit of a humorous story. Back in January when Mike Gallagher and I were in Las Vegas for the SHOT Show, Mike is intrigued with these self-driving vehicles as well. So he rented one. And so we're driving down the road, and I'm a little suspect. Now he's sitting behind the wheel. He's the one supposed to be driving, but you know, he loved holding his hands up in the air and, you know, Hey, look, Mom, no hands, you know, sort of like that. But it was pretty interesting how this particular vehicle, it would change lanes. It would make turns. It pretty much, would it took us where the GPS, the points that we had put in the GPS. Now, there were a couple of times that had he not been sitting behind the wheel, things wouldn't have turned out too well. I mean, for example, one particular exit, it didn't want to make the turn. So we were about to go straight through an exit. And I'm yelling, Mike, get the wheel, you know. But it's just interesting technology.
Well, you know what's funny about that? You're a little bit like me, Joey. We like to be in control, right? And
yes.
So I think for those of us who are a little bit older, it's going to be a very hard concept because I am horrible at parallel parking. Mm-hmm. And I will be in my car and I'll be like, David, I hate parallel parking. He's like, honey, your car will do it for you. And I'm like, No, because when my car hits the car, that car, because I did it wrong, what am I going to tell the police officer when he comes? I really didn't do it. It wasn't me. Mm-hmm, my car did it all by itself.
Write the ticket to that chip that's under the hood there.
I know. I don't know if I would feel more silly saying I did it or I didn't do it. I just let my car hit into somebody. So yeah. I think for those of us who are used to being in control of our car, it would be a hard – It is hard because we have some of those capabilities, and sad to say, I don't utilize them. I pay for them, and they're on my car, but I don't utilize them like I should.
I get it. All right, so we're getting towards the end of the legislative session. I've had, over the past week or so, talk with the various state legislators from both the House and the Senate. Talk with us about any particular legislation that maybe the governor's office is watching in these final weeks of the session.
Well, the budget, we want to cut taxes. So, you know, the House has its version, the Senate has its version, and the governor's going to be happy to sign whatever version they agree upon that gives the deepest tax cuts, giving money back to the people of South Carolina. So we're watching and looking at that.
Yeah.
We want to get some voting laws in place, right? The House has moved over some voting bills that are sitting in the Senate. We want to make sure that we have free and fair elections that absolutely give people more convenience in voting, but gives us, you know, integrity within our voting laws. Like, we are trying to tighten everything up we can because we've seen that's a big deal. So we're watching those things closely.
Yeah.
Women in sports bill that passed the House. Obviously we talked about that last week, 10 hours of debate. That's in the Senate. We're watching to see how that's going to get through. So people, reach out to your senators and your House reps and tell them what's important to you during these last few weeks. Cause if it doesn't get passed now, won't be looked at till next year.
Yep. And we start all over with a new session. I have to refile and start from the very beginning. So, Lieutenant Governor Pamela Abbott, always good to have you, and happy Easter to you. I hope you have a blessed weekend.
Joey, happy Easter, and happy Easter to all your listeners. Have a blessed weekend with family, reflecting on the sacrifices that were made for us.
Yes. Be safe. Good to have you.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.